Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a terrific Thanksgiving day and Thanksgiving weekend. Lots of great turkey and football and sweet potato pie and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, all that to say, we are so glad that you have made us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern, and we're going to have a great show lined up for you today. As a matter of fact, Congressman James Comer is going to drop by. He's going to be the point man when it comes to the investigations of the Biden crime syndicate. And he'll be joining us to talk about the plans that have already been formulated. The Republicans are going to be going into the new Congress, and they're going to be loaded for bear, as they say. We're also going to be taking your calls. I want you to write down this telephone number. You will need it if you plan on calling into the program today. 844-747-8868. Now, the good news is that is a toll-free telephone number. Again, 844-747-8868. And we've got some crazy stories to share with you today. By the way, just right out of the gate, and those of you that are watching us on our Facebook Live, howdy do to you. You know that we're going to be starting out by asking a very odd question. Why is Tractor Supply promoting drag shows? What's going on down there at the farm store? I got a lot of messages from our listeners down in the Texas area, specifically Waco, alerting us to this bizarre story. But they had a big so-called family-friendly drag show, and it was sponsored by none other than Tractor Supply. Now, we did a little bit of digging, and it turns out that the people who own Tractor Supply are of the woke variety. In other words, I know it. You would think that Tractor Supply, these would be God-fearing, church-going country folk, but these folks are more likely to plow a patchouli field. These folks are radical leftists, and they have embraced this radical LGBTQIA plus identity. And not only are they supporting drag shows down in Waco, Texas, but they're also supporting, to the tune of $1.8 million, they're supporting LGBTQIA plus farmers. Well, it can't be that large of a grant. I don't know. I mean, I haven't been down. No, I don't know, Grace. I don't know exactly how many people would identify down on the farm. I don't know. But there you go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is proof positive that there has been an effort afoot in our public schools. And by the way, this is why it's happening. I can tell you right now, if you go down to the local feed store, they're not talking about drag queens. So we're talking about a generation of farmers being raised up through our public education system, and they have been radicalized. And it wasn't a couple of years ago, we did a story about how even the 4-H clubs, to some extent, had been infiltrated. And we wrote a couple of stories exposing that kind of nonsense. It's just very bizarre. That leads into another crazy story, and I don't want to spend all of the show talking about drag queens and pedophiles. But the Washington Post, and we've got the story up at toddstearns.com, The Washington Post has published a bizarre review of a play that promotes pedophilia. No, I'm not making this up. It's the most bizarre thing. But again, the story up at toddstearns.com. And the play is called Downstate, and the Washington Post says it's a brilliant production. The reviewer, a guy by the name of Peter Marks, I don't know what I did to offend this guy, but I tried to reach out to Mr. Marks to explain. I wanted him to explain exactly why he is so enthralled with this play about pedophilia. And instead of returning my calls, he actually blocked me on Twitter. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, the whole point of the production is that we should feel compassion and sympathy to those who are pedophiles. And the Washington Post calls that brilliant. Now, this is important because over the past couple of weeks now, we've seen these stories about people in the culture that are now endorsing pedophilia. For example, the fashion house Balenciaga, which is they have ties to the Kardashians. Balenciaga created an ad campaign that portrayed children in various stages of bondage. There were also a couple of other commercials that were equally suspect, including one that had the children covered in fake blood. Now, Balenciaga has apologized. They say they didn't know anything about the ad campaign. I find that hard to believe. Then you throw in the whole Jeffrey Epstein, and that in itself is just a bizarre story because we have yet to get to the bottom of who was on his island, who was on the plane, and who did what with the little children. And the only reason we don't know the answer to that question is a lot of very wealthy, very well-connected, very powerful men and women were on that plane and were on Epstein's island. And we know that horrible atrocities occurred there. So when you look at all of this stuff and you just put it all out there together, you can understand why there are people out there that think there's some sort of a vast conspiracy with these child sex rings. By the way, throw into that the number of universities that are now trying to rebrand pedophiles as minor attracted persons. They're trying to normalize very perverse, very profane behavior. And a lot of folks are wondering what the heck is going on. Well, it's very simple to me. When you take God out of the public square, you're going to get chaos in the culture. But beyond that, when you take God out of your own life, you're going to get chaos in the culture. But this is, our founding fathers knew that we would, the dangers of not being moored, not being anchored to values, to morality. And that's why our founding documents are so steeped in the teachings of the Holy Bible. And really, for the first 220 years of our existence, I would say, as a country, we pretty much held to those values and ideals. Were we perfect? No, not at all. But at least we were still glued to the traditions and the teachings of our founding fathers. Now, not so much. And as a result, we've got these horrible atrocities. But there you have it, folks, the Washington Post now endorsing pedophilia. Unbelievable. And by the way, it is a slippery slope, and we warned you about this. We've been warning you for a decade that it is a slippery slope because once you, as a man, once mankind decides they're going to make the rules, mankind is going to decide what is and what is not evil or sinful or bad behavior, whatever you want to call it. Once mankind does that, well, it's a free-for-all because then you have another man coming up to the person who made the rules and saying, who are you to make a rule to decide that this kind of behavior is bad? And it all begins to unravel. And that's what we've been watching for the past 15, 20 years. We've been watching the great unraveling of society. So there you have it. You got to check out this story over at toddstearns.com. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Great show. Stick around. We'll be right back. There's no question, folks. America is hurting. Crime and inflation are out of control. It can be so discouraging, but there is hope. If you're a senior, you remember better than anyone how strong America can be when we work together. And that's why I urge you to join forces with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC exists to enrich the lives of seniors and uphold freedom for all Americans by fighting for conservative causes. Membership comes with discounts on hotels, restaurants, cell phone service, and much more. And my friends at AMAC offer advisory services on things like Medicare, financial planning, and Social Security. Becoming a member of AMAC is easy, and it only costs $16 a year. Go to amac.us/darns to sign up today. I'm a proud member of AMAC, and you should be too. Go to amac.us/darns now. Join millions of other AMAC members receiving unparalleled benefits while we work together to get America back on track. Join AMAC today at amac.us/darns. That's amac.us/darns. All right, good people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So happy to have you with us today. What is it? Cyber Monday is the thing. I was driving around Memphis over the long weekend, and I will tell you, Black Friday was a bust in these parts. I'm not sure what it was like in your neighborhood, in your city, but here in Memphis, a lot of empty parking lots. And not sure what to read into that other than the fact that inflation, it's killing everybody. And a lot of small businesses especially are hurting these days. Just terrible. Hey, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Benjamin from Texas wants to weigh in on this crazy story from Waco about Tractor Supply sponsoring the family-friendly drag show. Hey, Benjamin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that that was an event. It happened a few weeks ago. It was mid-October. It was called Out on the Brazos, and they were a vendor for it, along with about 74 other companies and churches as well.
You're telling me churches were supporting this nonsense?
Yes, sir. And I have a list of all 75 if you want me to send them to you or...
Well, I don't want you to read them on the air here. I mean, we've gone down and we've seen that, for example, SpaceX was also one of the sponsors. But it just struck me as unusual that a company like Tractor Supply would be involved in promoting something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And about eight churches as well.
Well, those churches, I mean, if you've got a church and you're a church and you're sponsoring a drag show, you're really not a church. I mean, that's heresy right there.
Right. For sure.
Okay, Benjamin, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. I have to imagine folks around Waco, who are a pretty religious bunch, it's beyond me that you would have even five businesses, much less 70 businesses, supporting some sort of a drag show event there in the great state of Texas. You see, this is the problem. And you people in Texas, pay attention to what just happened in North Carolina. North Carolina used to be a conservative state till all the liberals moved in. And you're having a massive influx of liberals from California and parts north in Texas. And as a result, unfortunately, your beautiful state is turning purple right before your very eyes. And I don't want you to wake up one day and figure out, wait a second, when did we elect all these liberals to office? Well, the answer is very clear. This has been happening over time. And you got to pay attention to this kind of nonsense. Unbelievable what's happening down there. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to talk about this situation at Mar-a-Lago for a moment. Now, over the long holiday weekend, President Trump hosted Kanye West, who now goes by the name Ye, and hosted him for a dinner. Kanye West was wanting Trump to either back out of the presidential race because Kanye says he's going to run for the presidency. And there was some sort of a big to-do about that. Anyway, that doesn't really matter. So at this dinner, President Trump says it was just supposed to be Kanye West. But Kanye West shows up with Nick Fuentes, who is a known white nationalist and also an anti-Semite. And they all broke bread together. Now, all you know what is breaking loose over this. And a lot of people, very upset, including a lot of conservatives. As a matter of fact, Congressman James Comer, who's going to be heading up the Biden administration, says the president needs to be a little bit more mindful of who he's having dinner with. Now, President Trump says, hey, look, I didn't know who the guy was. I was supposed to have dinner with Kanye West, and he shows up with all these other people. What was I supposed to do? Well, let me offer some guidance here if I can, and far be it for me to tell the president of the United States who he should and should not have at Mar-a-Lago for dinner. But it seems to me somebody had to have known who Nick Fuentes was. President says he has no idea who the guy was. Well, somebody did. You can't just waltz into Mar-a-Lago. Anybody who shows up at Mar-a-Lago, guess what? You've got to turn over your Social Security number. They've got to run a background check. Secret Service is to the brim over there. As a matter of fact, President Trump is the only president who still has a full complement of Secret Service agents. And there's only one reason why. It's because of all the death threats. So do you really think they're going to let somebody into the front door of Mar-a-Lago who they have not vetted? So the question is, who let the guy in? Whoever that person was needs to be fired right on the spot. But now you have all of these conservatives, and they're just, look, this was an unforced error right here. I mean, the president trying to scramble over the weekend, trying to explain himself. You've got Ben Shapiro, who is leading the charge on the conservative side, and Shapiro is attacking Kanye. He's also attacking Trump, but he's not saying Trump's name. Same thing happening with Ronna McDaniel. Now, here's my take on it, and we'll get to what Ben Shapiro had to say in just a moment, but here's my take on it. Let's say you didn't know, and you had no idea, but once you do know, you come out and you repudiate that guy, or if you find out that the guy, once you just got seated, and by the way, if you ever find yourself at Mar-a-Lago, I would order the meatloaf. It's very delicious. But let's say you're sitting down and you're ordering meatloaf for the table, and you discover that the guy seated across from you is a known anti-Semite, a Jew hater. Then you have an obligation, according to Miss Manners, to stand up and physically throw that person out of your house. But that's just me. The president pays the light bill at Mar-a-Lago, so what do I care? But a lot of people do care. A lot of people are very upset about this. Ben Shapiro, by the way, is firing back at Kanye, who's got his own issues with anti-Semitism. And by the way, Ben Shapiro, Jewish. Shapiro tweeted this, a good way not to accidentally dine with a vile racist and anti-Semite you don't know is not to dine with a vile racist and anti-Semite you do know. Okay, and that's all well and good. But you know what, Ben Shapiro, why don't you man up a little bit and mention the president's name? We're talking about it on this radio program. Why can't you mention President Trump's name? And I'll tell you why. Because they're all afraid of irritating or pissing off the president. That's why. But here on this program, we just call balls and strikes, ladies and gentlemen. We don't carry anybody's water here. Anyway, Shapiro goes on to attack Kanye West, among others. Media Matters is jumping into the fray. Kanye West actually posted photographs that show Ron DeSantis giving $100,000 to the Daily Wire, which is owned by Ben Shapiro, and they're now accusing Shapiro of being pro DeSantis. In other words, they're wanting you to believe that Shapiro is actually taking cheap shots at Donald Trump without mentioning his name. So now, as Shapiro is pointing out, hey, wait a second, yeah, they bought campaign ads. Everybody does that. And it's a fair point. So my question, does this really matter to you that President Trump had dinner with a known anti-Semite and a vile racist? Does that bother you one way or the other? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You know, I don't seem to recall any of these folks getting all that irritated when Barack Obama had dinner with known Jew haters. Seriously. All right, that's a little double standard there, if you ask me. All right, got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back. You guys have helped build MyPillow into an incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98, and believe me when I say you will get a great night's sleep in these. Their six-piece towel set, made with USA cotton, comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailed at $89.98, now just $39.98 with my promo code. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. Or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. So there's a brand new Disney Christmas series out called Santa Clauses. What is there, more than one now? Is that how they, why do they keep messing these things up? Just go with the original. So the Santa Clauses is a new children's TV series on Disney Plus. And it's a reboot of the original Santa Claus film starring Tim Allen, who is a great friend of this program. Anyway, one of the opening segments of the new children's series, and I think it's, a six-part or eight-part series, is one of these limited-run shows. And the children spell out, "We love you, Santa." That's what it's supposed to spell out, but instead the children spell out, "We love you, Satan." And a lot of people are posting screenshots of this on social media, and moms and dads are just not very happy. They're wondering what the heck is going on. And this all ties in to an effort by the company. You might remember a couple of months ago we talked about this, where Disney and FX were producing a cartoon series about the spawn of Satan, and that did not go over very well. This also falls in line with the Disney mantra that they are going to indoctrinate your kids, and they really don't care what you think, mommy or daddy, because they know at the end of the day, you're still going to take your kid to Disney World, you're still going to go to Epcot Center, you're going to go to Disneyland, and you're going to let them experience the whole Disney vibe. That's, they know that you do not have the moral fortitude or the courage to stand up to the Disney behemoth. So that's why they're not changing course here. And I know they brought back Bob Iger as the CEO. It doesn't matter. They're still going to go down this path of indoctrinating your kids. The good news is that Disney, They should have hedged their bet here, because it turns out that post China virus, most moms and dads now do have the courage to stand up to Disney. And so far, the most recent financial quarter for Disney, they've lost $1.5 billion. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that people are no longer buying what Disney is selling. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, there was another Disney movie that came out, and it completely bombed. I mean bombed. The cartoon called Strange World, and it featured a gay relationship. And a lot of moms and dads knew this ahead of time, so what did they do? They just stayed home. They don't want their kids exposed to this kind of stuff. Now, if you're a grown adult and that's, look, that's your jam, then by golly, grab a big old bucket of buttered popcorn and have at it. But most families just don't want their kids to have to deal with those kinds of topics at the movie theater. And the our understanding here, I mean, and this is the newest film from Disney Animation, and they were projecting it to have a $30 million opening. Only got about $11.2 million. So it completely bombed. There you go. So good for you moms and dads. And I am wondering, was that a difficult thing for you to do? Ladies and gentlemen, grandmas, grandpas, was that hard for you to do to turn off Disney? I mean, it's going to get worse for the land of Mickey Mouse. I'm telling you right now, I just don't think parents are going to tolerate this kind of stuff anymore. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Susie in Georgia. Hey, Susie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I want to say, Todd, that I am a Trump person, and I will never throw President Trump under the bus, whether he's a nominee, that he gets it or not. I am going to stand by him. And I want to ask you what you know about this FTX junk.
Yeah, so FTX is a cryptocurrency exchange. And yeah. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show. There are a lot of people, Republicans and Democrats, that were getting campaign dollars from these guys right before the midterm elections. But what was especially disturbing is that tens of millions of dollars that we were sending, and it could even be billions of dollars, that we were sending to Ukraine was being used at that point by the Ukrainians to invest in FTX, then FTX would take that money and they would reinvest that in political campaigns. In other words, it was a great big money laundering scheme, Susie, and the Republicans are promising an investigation. We can tell you the latest, and there's a new development, a new wrinkle, is that the Biden administration now says they can no longer account for tens of millions of dollars and funding that went to Ukraine.
Well, I just read that Kevin McCarthy got money from them.
Kevin McCarthy did get money from FTX. And Susie, the implications here, I mean, if we're reading this correctly, you had President Biden sending our tax money to Ukraine. Ukraine then gave that money to FTX as an investment, and FTX then donated that money back to predominantly Democrats, but a number of establishment Republicans, and Kevin McCarthy is one of those guys.
Well, is that guy Sam, whatever his name is he going to go to prison, God?
Could be. You're talking about the founder who was like a yes. Wunderkind, this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried is his name, and he was palling around with a lot of very powerful people in Washington, D.C. Susie, it's a scandal. And if we ever get to the bottom of it, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to, because the people that are responsible for getting to the bottom of this were actually getting money from this guy. So I'm not sure we're ever going to find out the real story there.
Hey, Todd, are we ever going to have our country like it should be?
Well, Susie, it's a great question, and you guys have a big part of that and are playing a big part right now with this Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock race. You know, getting out the votes, ballot harvesting. We're going to have to start playing the Democrat Party's game, or else they're going to just kill us every single time.
Yes, I agree, Todd. I agree, and it grieves my heart, Todd. It just grieves me. You know, because I'm not the youngest person anymore, and I know what America was and what she can be, and it just grieves me.
Well, and Susie, we're all going to have to we're going to have to fight with every single day. We've got to get up, we got to roll up our sleeves, and we've got to fight these Democrats, or else we're going to end up in the spot the Chinese people are in right now, where they're fighting the communist leadership, and they've got nothing to fight with. So we've got to stand our ground. You know, Biden wants to take away our guns. I don't think that's going to happen. There are some Democrats that are going to stand up against the administration. But the reality is, all it takes is a few more Democrats, and they're going to be able to do whatever they want to do. And they want to disarm the people. Susie, just like the Chinese communists, they have disarmed those people. And my heart goes out to those folks in the streets, but they're going to be slaughtered. They got nothing to fight. What, sticks, rocks? They don't have guns. They're not allowed to own guns.
Right. And people don't understand what happened in Germany when they let that happen, do they?
No. And to that point, Susie, throw in the dismantling of the church, which is exactly what happened in Germany, where you had the church standing down and turning a blind eye. And that's what's happening here in this country by and large. So it's okay to be concerned. It's okay to be frustrated, but we cannot lose hope. And I still have hope, you know, as long as we have this radio microphone, as long as we have listeners, we're going to keep fighting the good fight.
Well, I appreciate you immensely, Todd, and I thank you for all you do, and I hope you have a blessed and wonderful Christmas.
Well, you too, Susie, and thank you for calling, and we want to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas. And, folks, seriously, don't get discouraged. You know, we're gonna win. At the end of the day, I truly believe we're going to win. And these little victories, like, for example, and you hate to say this, but Disney having to declare bankruptcy would be a victory for families across America. I mean, you don't want that to happen. You would think that Disney would come to their senses and they would get to the point where they realize that they're in the entertainment business and not the indoctrination business. You would think that. I'll tell you, for me, here's a small victory. And this one's coming up. Kevin McCarthy is already walking around acting as if he is the Speaker of the House. He is not the Speaker of the House yet, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, Kevin McCarthy, according to my sources on Capitol Hill, he does not have the votes necessary to become Speaker. He needs 218 votes. We had Andy Biggs on the program last week. We had, who else did we have? Congressman Jody Heiss. We had Congressman Ralph Norman on the show. And they told me that McCarthy does not have the votes. And this thing could go through multiple ballots. We could have a floor fight to determine who the next Speaker of the House is. That hasn't been done since the 1920s. But again, I would see that as a victory for conservatives. And we'll open up the phone lines on this question. Do you really think that Kevin McCarthy is going to defend the conservative agenda? I mean, he says he is, but do you think he will do it? Do you believe that Kevin McCarthy is the guy to lead Republicans in the House of Representatives? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, today is Cyber Monday, and we have a lot of wonderful opportunities for you to buy Christmas presents at ToddStearns.com. All of our great products are available, and we're able to get those to you well before Christmas, whether it is a Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug. We have great tumblers, also Todd Stearns Show hats and T-shirts, and all of my books. And if you haven't gotten a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Draw, then what's wrong with you? Come on, you got to get yourself a copy of this book. It's great. It's a fun, fun read. You're going to love it. And if you go to ToddStearns.com right now, I'll be personally happy to sign a copy for you. Again, that's ToddStearns.com. Check out the store. We'll be right back, America.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Oh, I see. So back to this, back to the Disney and the children frolicking about singing "We Love You, Satan." It actually, they just misplaced a few words, so it's like a joke. And actually, they meant to say "We love you, Santa," not Satan. But this is all part of the new Santa Claus series on Disney Plus. One mom says, "This is sickening and absolutely disgusting that our children are being exposed to things like this. In the movie, they play it off like the children didn't spell Santa correctly. I will definitely not be watching any of these anymore, nor will my child." So is it just a joke? Is that that fell flat? Is that it? I mean, are we supposed to chuckle? Oh, look, the children spelled Satan. They really don't love Satan, little Susie, little Billy. They're just spelling it out for you. It's a joke. Ha ha. I don't recall them doing that back when I was a kid and getting the Disney Book of the Month Club. I don't recall that happening. Grace Baker, I know that you're well versed in these things about Disney, all things Disney.
Yeah, I would say so. Enough.
Do you find that to be humorous that the children spelled out Satan?
I find that to be incredibly disturbing.
Really? Because, you see, I don't know. I can go either way here, but they've got a track record here.
Yes,
and
it's true.
They got the series out there, the cartoon series, where they're, you know, celebrating Satan.
Yes,
Lucifer,
I remember.
Prince of Darkness. And I'm not too sure about this. I don't know if this was meant to be a joke.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe
I don't know.
Subliminal.
It's very creepy.
It's really not subliminal. It's right there in your face.
No, it's right there. Can't miss it.
We love Satan, Mom.
Oh, gosh. I mean, what happened to when I was growing up? I mean, this was never a thought. They didn't have stuff like this. I mean, Disney had its scandals, I guess, but it was nothing like this. It was about, you know, 101 Dalmatians, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, normal things.
I mean, it got a little weird with Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, but, you know, a little bit. I mean, if you're a kid, you know, do you want your kid, you know, seeing a couple of dogs making out over a spaghetti?
Oh, movie? Fair enough, fair enough.
I don't know.
A lot of slobber.
It is
very
a lot.
Messy.
But what is it now? Even with Snow White, they're accusing Prince Charming of date rape.
Yes, so I remember that. I mean, what even happened? I don't know what has happened to children's entertainment because you can't watch anything anymore. Not just like Disney, like there's Blue's Clues, everything. It's just gone off the rails. I can't imagine having a kid and like, you have to almost like vet everything they watch before.
You can't just sit down and enjoy. It's like, oh, no. Look at Rudolph the Red Nose. He's a drunk. He's a drunk. That's why
the
nose is
my
red.
Rudolph. I love Rudolph.
Right, exactly. I mean, all these beloved characters.
Frosty the Snowman. Come on, guys.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But I'm telling you, everything has been turned on its head.
Yeah, to say the least.
And you watch, they're going to become, well, over the weekend, there was this crazy story. Trinity College, which is the Church of England, the Anglican Church. And they had a priest get up in the pulpit, and he was preaching about how Jesus was actually transgender. And he likened the piercing, remember, you know, the story of the crucifixion, where the soldier pierces our Lord's side. Right? We all remember that
yes.
Part of the story. So they're saying that is actually a symbol of the vagina.
Oh, so, my goodness.
And so according to the report, we've got this up on our website, people in the congregation were horrified.
Understandably so.
And several got up and walked out. They were,
yes.
Women were crying and, you know, how dare you? And so now the vicar is defending all of this.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're saying there's a very good reason to believe that Jesus was, in fact, transgender.
Oh, I've heard a lot of stupid things, but that might be one of the top five.
Well, it's just tragic that society, I mean, everything, they're trying to rewrite everything.
We have no new ideas, so we have to, like, take existing things and just mess them up.
It
have you
bothers.
Noticed that?
Yes, and again, it's, you know, at what point do you draw the line? I mean, look, if you're a member of a church and you're doing something like that in the pulpit, you need to find yourself another church.
Amen.
I don't know what else to say there.
I would have walked out of there.
That's right. And don't come back.
No.
I mean, don't go back to that kind of a church.
And warn other people. Be like, don't go there. They're crazy.
But it does make you wonder, how long are these parents going to keep up the Disney boycott? Because clearly, it's hurting Disney right now.
Yes. I've seen multiple reviews of multiple things they've come out with. It's just, they're just kind of tanking, like, slowly but surely.
It's
people
ridiculous.
They're sick of it. They're sick of it.
Good. And I'm glad. And we need more people to be sick of it.
Yeah, agreed. So,
but I'll tell you, the last time I went to Disney World, Disneyland, very few children there.
It is a lot of Disney adults. And I'll say, like, I mean, I've said this multiple times, I won't spend my money there. I will not spend thousands of dollars. That's why I went to Universal instead.
Many of whom cannot even walk. I mean, they're in the motorized, the motorized scooters.
Sad.
And I don't judge, but I'm like, good Lord, they run you over. It's not very safe.
I almost got run over.
You're safer on one of those big roller coasters than you are the walking down the main street there. All right. Hey, folks, hour two coming up. We're going to check with our good buddy Jeff Kantz. Also, Congressman James Comer is going to drop by. Hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. American
ride. All right. Hello, all of you beautiful people out there. Welcome to the Todd Stern's radio program. I hope you're doing well. Happy Cyber Monday to you. By the way, someone just texted me, if you buy two copies of my book, Our Daily Biscuit, you're going to get the third free. Three biscuits. That sounds delicious. You're going to be able to get that on Amazon, by the way. So our friends over at Amazon offering up that great big deal today. Congressman James Comer coming up a little bit later. Also, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be here. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our very good friend, he is the host of WRVA in Richmond, Virginia. Our good friend, Jeff Kantz. Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Well, I hope I'm included amongst the beautiful people. I feel really special, Todd.
Well, you should feel special, Jeff Kantz. And I'm a little perplexed, a little befuddled, if you will. I'm not sure. Do we talk about whether or not we should invite anti-Semites to the dinner table, or do we talk about Disney celebrating Satan? It's just a... It's one of those kinds of days in talk radio, Jeff Kantz. I'm just going to be honest with you.
It is a bizarre one. That is for darn sure, Todd. It is a strange time and place in which we find ourselves. I don't know. I suppose I start with Disney, and I think, oh my gosh, where is it going? And I thought the return of this Bob Iger was getting away from all of the other nonsense they've done. But I don't know. Maybe we're just all wrong.
You know, it's interesting. I get the gag. And by the way, folks, if you missed the last segment, Disney causing controversy with this brand new, it's a reboot of Santa Claus starring Tim Allen. And it's a limited run series. And there's a section where the children dressed as elves are singing and dancing and holding signs that spell out, "We love Satan." Now, Jeff, you and I know as adults that, you know, the oh, ha ha, the kids were supposed to spell out Santa. And clearly that joke is not going over well with a lot of moms and dads out there. I mean, people are really fired up about this on social media.
They are, and I'll tell you, Todd, I am someone like you. I think I have a pretty good sense of humor. I love a good laugh. I get what it is that they allegedly are trying to go for. But for me, when you're dealing with a Santa-themed movie, and obviously the Tim Allen series, I think, is a pretty good one. I think it's pretty friendly. I think Tim Allen's standing as far as a conservative and a decent person in his recent life, you know, I don't know. It to me, it just seems like something that you didn't need. And I wonder, was there not somebody in the back room as they were looking at saying, yeah, it's a chuckle, but it's just not worth doing.
On the plus side, no drag queen. So, you know, Santa Claus is not wearing, you know, Mrs. Claus's unmentionables.
There are so many terrible things racing through my mind right now, and I'm with you. I'm so happy that none of them came true.
Chris, where are my pantaloons? No, it's so at least we have that. Jeff Katz.
Yes, we do.
Some of these moms, I've got to read this. A woman wrote this. This is sickening and absolutely disgusting that our children are being exposed to things like this. I mean, look, in light of the drag queen story time hours, this sort of pales in comparison. But I get it. You know, if you're a parent, you want to be able to plop the kids down in front of the TV. And one mom says, I am not one to nitpick shows because I know they have corny jokes. But to me, this is not a joke when you have a bunch of kids holding signs that say, "We love you, Satan," because they misspelled it.
Yeah. I think that, again, as a dad, I'd love to be able to say, you know, I trust what comes from insert the name of the company or insert the name of the actor or the actress who is the lead. And I get it. People are going to be very concerned with this. I think it's if you had to classify jokes, I would say it's a minor league joke, which again says to me, somebody along in the production line of this had to say, yeah, it's a minor chuckle. It's not a full throated belly laugh. So let's just ditch it.
You would think somebody along the way would say, you know, I'm not too sure we need, you know, to be celebrating the Prince of Darkness, even as as a joke in a kiddie film. But, I mean, it is what it is.
You'd think it would have come up in conversation, you know, polite conversation, Todd. I'm not asking anybody to jump up on the table and scream, but somebody somewhere should have said, I think we're going to leave this one out.
And here's how bad it is for Disney. Snopes actually jumped into the fray about Disney doing the cartoon show about Satan and the Antichrist called Little Demon. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that is a fact check true from Snopes. So not looking good for the folks at family-friendly Disney. Jeff Katz on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jeff, following some other big stories, these protests over in China, what do you make of the uprisings?
Well, I am heartened to see it. I'm also very, very concerned about what happens to those people. We know that China is, to put it mildly, not enamored of free speech and does not take kindly to this sort of stuff. But given that you had 10 people who were, their doors had been welded shut because of COVID, and then the building caught fire, and they are all dead, including three small children. You have to be understanding when people are getting to the point that they're saying enough is enough. And we know that the Chinese Communist Party is brutal. The regime is ruthless. And I don't know how long this can go on, how long a rebellion fighting for freedom can be sustained. But I, for one, am looking at those people standing up to the folks in the Chinese Communist Party, and I'm rooting for the good guys, Todd. Maybe they're able to take their country back.
Well, and you and I both remember, you know, the days of Tiananmen Square, where you had the lone protesters standing in front of the tank. And that did not end well for the Chinese people.
No.
They're not allowed to own guns. And so really, I mean, unless the army, the military is going to break ranks with the government, it's going to take a miracle.
I think you're right. It would take a miracle. Now, it's a time of the year where there are an awful lot of people thinking about an awful lot of miracles, and I'd love to think that could happen there. But I was in Beijing, and I remember being in Tiananmen Square, and it's massive. People, I never had a full understanding of how big it was, but I also never fully understood the amount of control that the Chinese Communist Party had, the Chinese leadership. And I can remember being there and watching a caravan of military vehicles. Now, Todd, I can't give you an exact estimate, but I would say it was probably 4 or 5 miles long. It just didn't stop. There were 1,000+ vehicles in that line of military vehicles. And the guidance that we got from our tour guide when we were there made it very clear that human life was not particularly important, nor was it valued. And there would be no time for jokes. I think that was the way that he described it. And, you know, we as Americans like to poke fun at things. And he made very clear, you can do that when you go home. It's not tolerated here. And I like you, I worry about those folks who are standing up. I pray for them that it turns out all right, but my fear is that it ends very badly for them.
Now, and this is where it gets interesting, because there's been no condemnation from our government. There's been no condemnation from the NBA. Nobody's wearing anything in solidarity with the Chinese people that want to be free, unlike what's happening in Ukraine right now.
Well, I think as far as our government goes, you'd probably have to touch base with Hunter Biden, right? See which connections he has in China to determine whether the big guy there is going to say anything. I think we have the cowardly lion in the Oval Office right now. This guy is afraid of his own shadow. He's certainly not going to stand up to China. And the NBA players obviously have thrown their lot in with the Communist Party a long time ago in China. And so, no, we hear this deafening silence when it comes from those innocent and courageous Chinese people who are trying to stand up and trying to say, we'd like a taste of freedom. We'd like not to be abused. We'd like not to be subjugated in this way. And I think, Todd, in many ways, I would think back just a couple of years when President Trump was in office. I don't think President Trump would have hesitated for a second to, number one, pick up the phone and put in a phone call to President Xi and do what he thought was right to try and safeguard the lives of those people. And I just don't have that confidence in Joe Biden or anybody on his team.
Jeff, before we let you go, a lot of debate raging over who will lead Republicans in the House of Representatives. I know McCarthy's out there saying, you know, he's acting as if he is the Speaker of the House. But the reality is our sources are saying he doesn't have anywhere near the votes.
Well, I'm very happy to say that my new congressman, Congressman Bob Good from the 5th District here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, is the guy who has stood up and said, I'm going to lead the charge against Kevin McCarthy. Now, I think as Republicans, and I make no apologies for being a Republican, I'm very proud of that fact, but we continually figure out ways to kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. We've got to get our act together. We've got to do what's right. Now, I know Kevin McCarthy has dedicated himself to the speakership since he showed up in Congress. So he is certainly full bore ahead, but what I'm hearing, just like you, is he does not actually have the votes. And so what does he do? Does he then reach out to some squishy Democrats to get their support, which means those things that are important to us as conservatives just fall off the radar? I certainly hope not, but I don't think this is a done deal in any regard.
No, and it's going to be fascinating, and there's going to be a lot of palace intrigue over the next couple of weeks and then leading into the new year when the Republicans do take over. And this could go on for a very long time. I think the last time there were multiple ballots was back in the 1920s, and that went on for a while. So this could be really fun if you enjoy following politics.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, and I think for those of us in the talk radio arena, it's going to give us one or two things to discuss. Of course, remember, you don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House, and so on my short list right now for Speaker, Newt Gingrich and Todd Starnes. So whichever one of you guys would like to step up, no, you've got my vote.
Speaker Newt has mine.
Yep.
All right, Jeff Katz, ladies and gentlemen, the host at WRVA. What's coming up on your big show this afternoon, Jeff?
Well, we are going to talk about, believe it or not, a shortage of Christmas trees in our area. A lot of the places people would normally get trees, you know, the church lots and the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts, they don't have any trees right now because of transportation issues. And so we're going to try and address that and maybe help some folks out here and get them a really nice tree.
All right. Jeff Kantz, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jeff, always good to have you on the show.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. Thank you, Todd.
All right. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we have this video from Disney up on our website. Check that out. Do you think parents have a right to be aggrieved, or is this just much ado about nothing? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Doug from Georgia wants to weigh in on that Disney show. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just tuned into you this afternoon. I mean, I listen to you all the time, but I just started listening to you this afternoon, and it seemed like the big part of this story was, it's really not a big joke, or is it a big joke, or should we be making a big deal about it? You know, that's just how we think as Republicans and conservatives. We really don't get our feelings hurt that badly, so we're kind of living with it, is the idea. Well, I'm wondering, what if those children had spelled out MAGA? Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Talk about people being triggered. Oh, my word.
The Wall Street Journal would have had to change their headline. Everything would have changed. The House of Representatives would have flipped. It would have been horrendous. So I think we're being too kind. I think that somebody at Disney should have sat down and said, I wonder if we might offend somebody with this. Oh, my goodness. Disney, really? You're thinking about offending people? Finally? Anyway, take it from there. Love you guys. Grace is the best. Love you.
Well, we agree. Bye. All right. We love you too, Doug. Doug is a fan.
I like Doug.
All right. His last name's not Baker, is it?
No, I can't.
All right. I just want to make sure.
No Doug's in my family.
All right. Very good. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Wants to weigh in on Kevin McCarthy. Hey, Connor, what's on your mind?
Todd, you know what? No true other words have ever been said. Grace Baker is the best in the business when it comes to this business. So, smart guy right there.
What is going on here? Has my show been hijacked now? Are we going to call this the Grace Baker Show?
You know, maybe. Who knows at this point? But
we're
going to
have little dancing elves now. We love Grace.
I'm going to tell you, when it comes to Kevin McCarthy, I have serious concerns if he gets in there to become the next House Speaker. I have concerns because he's a rhino, and I have concerns that he's going to be siding with Biden on ramming through some of his bills. I don't think he's a true Republican. I think moving forward, what we're going to have to do is to differentiate between real Republicans and rhinos like Kevin McCarthy. We're going to have to change the logo on their campaign side. Real Republicans get the elephant. Rhinos like him get the rhino symbol. That's how we're going to be able to tell the difference in primary.
I like that. You know, Elon's doing something like that with the Twitter. You know, you got the blue check mark people, and I think there's going to be a red check mark. I like that because when you see that image, that logo, that icon, you know where that person is coming from.
Exactly. And it's like for some individuals out there in America, it's like they don't have time to look at some of the backgrounds of these people, of these candidates. And if they had an easy way of telling who is a rhino and who is a conservative who's going to vote for the American people, I feel like we'd be able to weed out a lot of these rhinos like Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Connor, and I love that idea. The reality is Kevin McCarthy is not a conservative. He is an establishment Republican. And the fact that he's out there trying to brush up his bona fides leading up to the vote, that is the warning sign.
Yeah, no, this guy's a rhino. And you know what? Maybe, like, you know, once we get this all in order, maybe we can really just kind of, you know, really focus on getting candidates like Kevin McCarthy out of the party and making them join the Democrat Party where they belong.
Great idea. Connor, got to run for a break. God bless you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, what say you? Is Kevin McCarthy a real conservative? Does he deserve to be the Speaker of the House? And if not Kevin McCarthy, who would you like to see? We've already heard Jeff Gantz say that he likes Speaker Newt. I think that might be pretty good if Donald Trump doesn't want the job. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
GEICO presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing GEICO has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing GEICO has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with, I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more GEICO in your life, go to GEICO.com.
Kevin McCarthy, lead us? Hell no.
Wow. All right. There you go. Folks really fired up and riled at the prospect of Kevin McCarthy as the next Speaker of the House. Keep in mind, McCarthy is a guy who said he's seen absolutely nothing that would lead the way to impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. So McCarthy is either asleep at the wheel or he is a closet Democrat disguised as a rhino. But either way, the guy's done nothing during his leadership in Congress that leads me to believe he is a true conservative and has no business leading the Republicans of the House of Representatives. So it's going to be a fight. It's going to get ugly. And you're going to get to see these rhinos for who they really are. 844-747-8868. Who would you like to see? Who would you like to see as the next Speaker of the House? Give us a call. Let us know. Meanwhile, crime across the nation, out of control. New York City, 52% of felony convictions have been downgraded to misdemeanors. Crime is up. Convictions are down. And I've spoken to a couple of people that have been in New York City over the past couple of, well, 2 or 3 weeks. And they say it's terrifying. Just absolutely terrifying. There is this story out of Portland where things are so bad there, stores are just simply shutting down. They're giving up the ghost. There was one store in particular, and they're making news. The owner of Rain's PDX, that's rain as in falling from the sky, Rain's PDX, clothing store in Portland, no doubt run by, you know, the lefties. But look, I mean, they're small business owners. So, you know, they're trying to claim their American dream. And I say, you know, God bless them for trying. But they've decided to shut down because they've been robbed 15 times. 15 times they've been robbed. And they say it gets to a point where we just can no longer stay in business. And what is the argument here? The argument is, well, these people are wealthy. These business owners, they've got all this money. They've got enough money to open up a business. So we want what they have. It's reparations. And that's what these business owners in Portland are having to deal with. I mean, it really is tragic. But then the other argument, and we heard this from Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter says, well, these people have insurance, and therefore it should be fine for us to go in and steal whatever we want to steal because they've got the insurance. Well, that's not how it works, people. So anyway, the owner posted a letter to the door of the store. I want to read this to you. Thank you to all the honest and conscientious customers who have supported us at Raines over the past 3 years. We were a locally owned small business, but due to the constant and unrelenting criminal behavior, coupled with escalating safety issues, we have decided to permanently close. Our city is in peril. Small businesses and large cannot sustain doing business in our city's current state. We have no protection or recourse against the criminal behavior that goes unpunished. Do not be fooled into thinking that insurance companies cover losses that we've, and she goes on to say, we've sustained 15 break-ins. We have not received any financial reimbursement since the third break-in. Portland has always been known for its thriving and abundant local, independently owned small businesses. If small businesses are forced out, then our city will have lost a lot of what makes it a unique and desirable place to live. Please do your part to support small businesses this holiday season and beyond. Please be vigilant in voting to make our city safe again. Now, Ted Wheeler is a radical progressive. These are the people that defunded the police. And what happened? The poor people of Portland, Oregon, they are now living in a third world hellhole. It is a war zone over there. One lady stood up before the city council and she expressed her concerns. And do you know what the mayor did? The mayor laughed at this woman, laughed at her, raising concerns about the homeless crisis and the safety issues. And the mayor laughed at her at the city council meeting. And then that brings me to what's happening here in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown, where the crime is just off the charts. What is it over the weekend? I lost count. You know, 7-8 people shot, murdered. I don't know. It's pathetic. Some poor lady, broad daylight, getting gasoline at the Kroger, and she got carjacked. She ended up in the hospital. The bad guy stole, you know, ran off with her car. This is broad daylight in a nice part of town. Exactly 2 miles from where I live. Unbelievable. So now, instead of the Democrats who control Memphis standing up and saying, wow, geez, Lou, we got to do something about this. Crime is off the charts. We're going to hire all these police officers we've been promising to hire. We're going to go above and beyond and hire even more than that. We're about 1,000 officers down from our full complement here. And by the way, that's why crime is just off the charts in Memphis. There are not enough police officers on the streets. And so now, in response to all of this, that is not what the city council and what the leaders in Memphis are going to do. Instead, they want to take away our guns. So there is legislation they're working on that would revoke, that would rescind the permitless carry law in the state of Tennessee. But it would only be revoked in two places, Nashville and Memphis. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means, first of all, if you live in the state of Tennessee, you are allowed to carry your weapon without having a permit. You've got to have all the right permits to get your gun, but once you get your gun, you can carry that openly in this state. That doesn't seem to be a problem anywhere but here in Memphis, Tennessee, where they want to take away the right of law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. Now, here's the reason why Memphians need permitless carry. Because if they don't, they're going to get killed. I mean, it's that simple. The numbers of carjackings and burglaries and break-ins, folks, it would curdle your eggnog, what's happening in Memphis. And it's appalling because it doesn't need to be that way. This is a beautiful town, beautiful city, beautiful people. Unfortunately, we've got a feckless progressive city council that doesn't want to do anything about the criminal element. And so now you live in a situation, and we're about to live in a situation, where they are literally going to disarm the good guys to appease the bad guys. And the truth of the matter is, there are not enough police officers to protect this city. There just aren't. They're down 1,000 police officers from their complement. You want to know how bad it is? The bad guys literally shut down an interstate, Interstate 240. They shut it down so they could do donuts and have drag races on the interstate. Meanwhile, you've got all these law-abiding citizens just trying to go home. They can't go anywhere. I'm telling you, it's a bad situation. So when you look at what's happening in Portland, when you look at what's happening in New York City and Memphis, Tennessee, these are the policies of the Democrats. And I don't feel sorry for the people of Memphis because they knew what they were voting for. They had alternatives, but they always vote Democrat. It doesn't matter if they're good Democrats or bad Democrats, they're going to vote Democrat. It doesn't matter. If it makes them less safe, it doesn't matter because they're always going to vote for a Democrat. I mean, we're talking about, and I'm sorry to say this, but if you keep voting for the same thing, expecting different results, then you're a moron. And unfortunately, we got a lot of morons in this part of the country. And it's a sad thing that's happened. Didn't have to be that way. The same thing in Portland, Oregon. I've been there several times. Beautiful city, beautiful people. But Lord, are they stupid. And it's sad. But you get what you vote for, people. You get what you vote for. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. It is Cyber Monday, and what better opportunity for you to make a switch in your wireless service. That's why we use PatriotMobile.com. They sponsor our newsmaker line, Patriot Mobile, by the way, is the nation's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They have a plan to fit any budget. It doesn't matter how big it is. Doesn't matter how small it is. They're going to help you out because they're good, decent people. And by the way, when you call their telephone number, 972-PATRIOT, guess what? You're going to have an American citizen picking up that phone and answering your questions. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. When you go there, you're going to find all the information you need about Patriot Mobile, what the coverage looks like in your area, and also just incredible deals for both you at home as well as your business. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Check them out today.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with, I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us on this Monday edition of the show. By the way, a couple of big headlines from CNBC. Inflation boosted household spending by $433 a month on average. They're citing Moody's there. What does that mean? It means that people are struggling right now. They're suffering. And we're not talking about the high and mighty. We're talking about the folks you go to church with. And a lot of people are trying to figure out how do they make it through these very difficult economic times. And that's why I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us the founder and the president of Timothy Plan. TimothyPlan.com is the website. That's TimothyPlan.com. Art Alley. Art, hope you had a good Thanksgiving, friend.
Oh, man, I'm still trying to lose some of the weight I gained that Thursday, man. But, yeah, you know, you're right. Things are looking. And if CNBC reports something, you can probably double it or triple it to get to reality.
Art, I was driving.
How in the world, how do you explain people voting for more of the same when it's so bad? That has got me totally confused. But anyway.
Art, they say a lot of people are doing the shopping online, and I get that. But I remember in years past, Black Friday, you were hard-pressed to find a parking spot. That certainly was not the way it was in Memphis, Tennessee over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, nor Orlando. Some of our people went out on Friday, and they said the parking lots were empty. It must be everybody's doing what Bonnie, my wife, is doing. She does all her shopping online almost anymore. And it's getting to be a problem because it's too easy to do.
Art, we're coming up on the end of the year. A lot of people trying to figure out, okay, you know, times are tough. We still need to be able to invest and plan for our futures. And, you know, how do you recommend people do that? What kind of questions are you getting from people that are struggling right now with whether or not they should even be investing?
Well, Todd, you know, we're not getting those questions right now anyway. And it's not should you be investing, is are you investing properly? And if you're investing properly, there's a three-step process. Number one, before you worry about investing, get out of debt totally. And then build up a cash reserve fund, and that's what you can operate on when things like this are tough, and then begin investing. And I think people are finally starting to do that. For the first time in my 45-year career, even up to now, people are investing more money in Timothy than they are withdrawing, and that is highly unusual from my 45-year history.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It sounds unusual. What do you make of that, Art?
Well, I make that people are starting to get it. You know, number one, it isn't going to go down to zero, so you're not going to lose all your money. Number two, why would you want to sell your positions when they are at the low end of a range? And number three, when they're at the low end of the range, why not put more in and get a better overall return over time? Because these companies are not going out of business in spite of what's going on in Washington, D.C. or various states. They're profitable. They're doing well. They're making good products. And you saw what shopping, you know, people will only hold off shopping for so long. And, yeah, it costs a lot more. But, you know, they're going to do it. And when they perceive a bargain, and, you know, Bonnie knows I'm kind of a sucker for bargains. If I can save some money, I get tempted to buy stuff.
I love that.
Yeah. But, you know, I think people are finally getting it. It's not a greed and fear factor anymore. It's common sense, which has been uncommon until now. I'm kind of proud of our investors. They are using some good sense. And if you diversify, you know, if you're going to need the money, you're going to need the money. Take it and take your hit. But if you don't need it, stay the course.
Just park it and just don't even look at it.
Well, if you're well managed, and we are, all of our funds are top tier money managers. If you're well diversified, so no matter what happens, something's going to do better than something else or less bad than something else. And you just go through this period. I tend to be a little on the negative side sometimes, but right now I'm positive. People are waking up. And waking up means the kind of nonsense going on now cannot last forever, whether it's in the United States. I mean, look at China. Man, they are having demonstrations unprecedented. They're sick of the communist regime. Look at Iran. They're sick of that totalitarian regime. People have a hunger for freedom, and you cannot have liberty and freedom. I'm preaching now, I'm sorry.
No, no, no.
You can't
no.
have it's- liberty and freedom with an oppressive governmental regime, which is what we have now in America, trying to squash that. And we're just not going to stand for it.
Art, we've got about 45 seconds here. Now, real quick, okay. I want you to weigh in on one of the things that you guys do, and you outline all of this at timothyplan.com, and we're going to let you get the number in a second. But one of the things that you guys weed out, you filter out companies, and especially in the area of entertainment, and we're looking at Disney just completely becoming discombobulated. Their latest weekend movie, a complete flop. They're losing hundreds of millions of dollars from investors. And that's because I think people are waking up now.
Well, they really are. And I mean, Disney, you know, and Disney made a huge mistake when they took on our governor. That's the wrong guy to try to take on because, you know, he just removed a lot of these preferences. You know, we're in Orlando. They're in our backyard. We have screened out Disney ever since we launched Timothy. But they're getting worse and worse and worse. And now they're thinking that, you know, the change of leadership might help them. Well, it's an improvement, but this guy's still very liberal, but at least he isn't over-the-edge crazy like the guy they had running it, trying to jam all this woke stuff down everybody's throat. And, you know, they got their comeuppance this weekend with that total flop.
Yes, they did. Real
they're
quick.
They're never going to recover.
We've got about 5 seconds. What is the telephone number for Timothy Plan?
Okay, thank you. 1-800-TIM-PLAN. 1-800-TIM-PLAN. And you'll have a human being answer the phone and human beings to answer your questions. We invite you to call us.
I love it. All right. Art Alley, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, good Christian man, TimothyPlan.com. Check out that website. You'll understand what we're talking about. Hey, thanks a lot, Art. Appreciate you. This is the Todd Stern Show.
GEICO presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing GEICO has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing GEICO has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more GEICO in your life, go to geico.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Of course, we are following these developments out of China where citizens are rising up and they're protesting the communist government there and these China virus lockdowns that have been in place. Quite frankly, the reason why you haven't heard any condemnation coming from the Biden administration is because this is what they wanted to have happen here in this country. They want to shut you down. And if nothing else, I suspect there are many within the Biden administration who admire what the Chinese are doing to their citizens there. And I feel bad for the Chinese, but I don't hold out hope for them because they have no weapons. They have no access to weapons because owning a gun is against the law there for the average Chinese citizen. So we'll keep you updated on that, those developments. Meanwhile, along our border, it is a mess. I want to go down to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us the great Congresswoman from Florida's 3rd Congressional District, Kat Kamick. Kat, hope you're doing good.
Hey, Todd. Happy belated Thanksgiving, and I hope you're ready for the big holiday season.
It's look, it's going to be great. Always enjoy Christmas, favorite time of the year. But there's a lot of politics between now and then. And, wow, aside from choosing the next Speaker of the House, there is a lot happening on the southern border, and I know you've got some grave concerns.
Absolutely. You know, I just came back from, it might have been my 6th or 7th visit down to the border, and it's just always mind-blowing to me every time I'm there. Speaking with our Border Patrol agents, seeing it firsthand, standing right there at the border and witnessing firsthand the atrocities that are taking place. I mean, humanitarian crisis, yes. Public health crisis, yes. National security crisis, absolutely. And, you know, on this most recent border trip, I was in El Paso, and I saw 12 miles of our border that didn't have a single agent on the line because they were all processing illegals, paroling them into the country with a 5 or 7 year court date of which those folks will never show up for. It really is terrifying when you think about who is coming across the border and what they're bringing with them. I literally stay up at night thinking about every drug that has been, you know, trafficked across the border, the weapons that have been trafficked across the border, the people on the international terrorist watch list that have come across the border that got away. You know, it's a really, really scary time in America for a number of reasons. But our open border is a direct result of the policy that Biden has pushed, and It's an unnecessary crisis that was 100% manufactured by this administration.
And it's not just the people coming across the border. It's what they're bringing into the country and the fentanyl and the drugs. This is impacting every single community in the country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the day before I went most recently to the border, I was helping build a memorial tribute with parents that had lost children to fentanyl poisoning. And I say fentanyl poisoning because these children, they were young adults and they thought they were taking a Xanax or they thought they were taking Adderall or they were taking something else. And it was actually fentanyl. And that's happening everywhere. In my own district, we've had bricks of fentanyl with the stamps of border cartels that have been seized. We have had homicides that have taken place at the hands of members of the cartels. And this is just in my district. You know, this is happening in every single congressional district in the country. Every community has experienced this. And being the wife of a first responder, my husband comes home and tells me the stories of seeing the fentanyl poisoning in every single community, you know, nook and cranny. And he says, you know, it doesn't matter if you're black or white or rich or poor. He's seen doctors that have, you know, overdosed on fentanyl. It's really, truly a crisis. And the thing that is most disturbing to me is the fact that this administration can't admit that it is, in fact, a crisis of their own doing.
And this is the headline from NBC just a month ago. 2.7 million border crossings illegal, breaking their previous record, which was last year. And again, you wonder, ultimately, who's going to be held accountable? And I hope that Alejandro Mayorkas is the first to get impeached in this administration.
Yes. You know, and I think that's what's so important is that we restore accountability in Washington. I, like so many other Americans, I'm just so sick and tired of this double standard that exists. You know, I grew up the daughter of a single mom, very blue collar, working class, and I always kind of saw this double standard where if you were politically connected or wealthy, you were able to live by a separate set of standards. And I think Hillary Clinton and Mayorkas and Obama, all these people have lived by this different set of standards out there. And this turning of the page into the 118th Congress, I really do feel is going to restore some balance because if nothing else, we are a country of law and order. And if the law doesn't apply equally to everyone, then that's just unacceptable. And there's nowhere to go but down from there. So I'm very excited. Every single committee in Congress is going to be exercising our oversight and investigation capability. Everything from big tech to, of course, the border. We know that Mayorkas has lied. He's lied to my committee, the Homeland Security Committee, multiple times to my face. And he is going to experience the full investigation powers of U.S. House of Representatives. And I think at the end, because I don't believe he will resign, I think we will be forced to impeach him, which he absolutely deserves.
No doubt about that. Kat, a lot of investigations. I know you guys are going to be focused on Mayorkas. What do you think is the first order of business for the new Congress?
First thing that's going to happen is we are firing 87,000 IRS agents. I do not know on what planet they thought it was a good idea to audit everyday working class Americans at a time when we have experienced record inflation and a broken supply chain. And I mean, it's just absolutely absurd, the fact that we have over 25 million Americans that are behind on their light bill. And you want to now slap them with an audit? Give me a break. So firing those 87,000 IRS agents is going to be the first order of business. And then we have to get the gas prices down. We've got to cut the spending. We have got to get some fiscal sanity back into the equation, because while the investigations are going to be happening, we also have to walk and chew gum at the same time. So investigate, hold the swamp accountable, but at the same time, do the business that people are trusting us to do, which is get our financial house back in order, get the economy back on track. You know, we got to get the domestic production of our energy going again. We've got to support our law enforcement. We have so much work to do that there's going to be no shortage of base hits and doubles that we'll be hitting every single week. But first order of business is we're going to get those agents off of everyday Americans' backs.
All right. Kat Kamick, always great to have you on the program. And wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, likewise. Hopefully we talk between now and then. But if we don't, Merry Christmas.
Sounds great. All right. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, everybody, from the great state of Florida. Want to work in a couple of calls that if we can before we go to break here, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, I think you're going to love Viator. If you haven't heard, Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. They've got everything from simple tours to extreme adventures, all the cool and interesting stuff in between as well. Well, this year, my wife and kids are making one of my bucket list trips come true. We're going to Sun Valley. So we're going to fly to Sun Valley, and I tell you, the thought of bringing skis, poles, boots, snowboards, everything, overwhelming. But that's where Viator came in. They made this incredibly easy. I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, Viator arranges a first-class experience, custom ski, snowboard, and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to the condo. It's pretty amazing. Experiences are what we love most about travel. They create these long-lasting moments and make memories that will last a lifetime. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
All right, good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. We are proud to be your source for conservative news and commentary throughout the nation. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. One of the most important members of the new Congress is going to be our next guest. He is the congressman representing the 1st Congressional District in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Congressman James Comer joins us. Congressman, hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I had a great Thanksgiving.
Well, good, and I hope you got enough turkey in you to go to battle against the Biden administration, because I know you guys are going to need every ounce of strength you get to go after these guys.
We are. They're fighting back. They're, you know, anything's fair game with the Biden people. You know, we've always wondered who's calling the shots in the White House. We still don't know that, but whoever it is, they're fighting dirty, and they have friends in the media who are getting their backs. And, you know, we're just basically trying to have a fair, credible investigation to investigate potential wrongdoing from within the Biden family. We're trying to determine whether this is something that has compromised this White House. And instead of answering our questions or complying with our basic information that we've requested, they want to launch attacks. So, we're prepared for battle. We just want to get the facts for the American people and see what happens after that.
Congressman, have you been able to determine, I mean, how many investigations can you imagine happening when it comes to this administration?
I mean, it's endless. If you look, Todd, the Democrats haven't investigated anything over the last 2 years. They haven't tried to hold anyone accountable. Just think about all the money that's been spent, all the stimulus bills, all the unemployment extension, all the PPP loans, all the state and local government handouts from the federal government, and not a single committee hearing on where that money went, the Ukraine money. You know, no one knows exactly where the money's going, and yet this administration continues to want to spend more money. So we've got to go back 2 years and try to get some kind of handle on where all this money went out the door. We believe between 25% and 30% of the unemployment funds were sent out of country. You know, they were no telling how much was at the end of the day fraudulently abused in the United States, but we were victims of cyber attack from the unemployment standpoint. There are companies that were fraudulent companies that got PPP loans, companies that clearly didn't meet the metrics for being eligible for PPP loans, got $1 million-plus loans. So, you know, somebody has to get the backs of the American taxpayers. And not only do we have to do it from today, moving forward, we have to go back 2 years as well, because there will never be as much money spent in the history of Congress per capita as there was during the first 2 years of the Biden administration. So, you know, to answer your question, we're going to do as many investigations as we can to try to get answers and hold people accountable for wrongdoing.
I mean, we're talking about tens of billions of dollars that went to Ukraine, and our understanding is the administration cannot account for a lot of that money. That is incredibly troubling, especially with this report about FTX using some of that money that was invested by Ukraine. I mean, the accusation is money laundering. Are you guys going to look into that?
Absolutely. We're partnering with the Financial Services Committee on some of the more technical aspects from the crypto part of this. But at the end of the day, the administration and the mainstream media will say, no, they have accounted for it. They said that $30 billion went for weapons and $10 billion went for humanitarian relief. I mean, are you kidding me? That's not a full accounting. That's nothing. And there's nothing to back that up. I mean, we want to know, when you say $10 billion went to humanitarian relief, where? Who transported? Who are the vendors? You know, who actually received the humanitarian relief? We would like to spot check that to make sure they actually got what the federal government says that they gave them. I mean, there's so many aspects to just a basic audit and accounting of the Ukraine money. But, you know, you look at the Ukraine money, I know that makes everyone, you know, furious that doesn't think that we need to be spending money in Ukraine. But look at the unemployment insurance fraud. Look at the state and local government money, the money that went to the school systems to supposedly make the schools safer for COVID, that, you know, not a penny of that went towards that. I mean, we just created all these slush funds in a Democrat majority for every government agency and every cyber hack around the world. And it's just like, all right, well, let's move on. We just need to spend more money. And no one, you know, fact checks the federal government. No one fact checks the Biden administration. And certainly no one's held anyone accountable for wrongdoing that everyone knows has persisted over the past 2 years.
Congressman James Comer on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Congressman, you look at what's happening overseas right now in China. We've been watching the protest, and God help those people. You know, they're fighting against a regime. They have no guns, no weapons. It's going to be an uphill climb. But I have yet to hear a single word of condemnation from the White House. Does that surprise you?
It does not surprise me, because part of what we've been probing for the past year and a half with respect to Biden family influence peddling is the fact that Hunter Biden received millions and millions of dollars from China. We don't know exactly who in China. We don't know exactly for what in China. But the fact that Hunter Biden received all this money, and the fact that according to emails and text messages and interviews we've had with former associates of Hunter Biden, Hunter was paying for many of Joe Biden's basic living expenses. So, you know, you've got a situation where this White House could be compromised by China. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario in the history of America where any presidential family received millions and millions of dollars or you know, any amount of money from an adversary for, you know, for nothing. I mean, we you know, they say that Hunter had all these business deals, but what business was it, Todd? He didn't manufacture anything. He didn't own any real estate. He didn't own any equipment. He wasn't licensed to sell anything. He wasn't a registered lobbyist. What was the business? The business, to me, appears to be influence peddling. But at any rate, we certainly need to investigate this in a Republican majority with subpoena power. And the fact that the media and the Democrats in Congress are calling foul because we simply want a few answers to determine whether this administration is compromised because of all the money they've taken from China is preposterous. And here's another reason why you've got what's going on today in China, and the Biden administration is completely silent.
And you're saying that there's a possibility the Biden administration could be compromised, or the president himself?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that nothing has happened to Hunter Biden, take China out of it. Everything else that he's done, and we tried to highlight that in a press conference 2 weeks ago. I mean, he has more legal problems than anyone I know who isn't already under indictment or in prison. And the fact that You know, nothing has happened with Hunter Biden would suggest of a cover-up. The fact that you know, the president won't comply with basic congressional requests over information that Congress used to have access to, and I'm talking about the suspicious activity reports, the 150 bank violations that the Biden family racked up because of suspicious foreign transactions they were receiving from foreign countries. I mean, this is reason for every American to be concerned. And the fact that the Democrats have spent 6 years investigating the former administration, and we just want to have one pretty simple investigation with respect to Joe Biden, the press and the Democrats in Congress are just outraged.
Congressman, we got to leave it there, Congressman. We're up against a hard break. We appreciate your great work, and we're going to get you back on. Good luck to you, folks. We'll be right back.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're going to get to your calls in just a few moments. Grace Baker, do you know where I wish I was right now at this very moment?
A beach in Florida?
Close. Do you know where else I would love to be at this very moment? Greenville, South Carolina.
Why so?
A great town, by the way. Beautiful town. If you haven't been to Greenville, you got to go. They are celebrating Duke's Mayonnaise.
Oh, nice.
Which is the official mayonnaise of our Lord.
Oh, really?
Yes. If our Lord actually used condiments, it would not be Hellman's. I don't think it would even be Blue Plate.
Oof.
I think it would be Duke's Mayonnaise.
You know what? When I bought mayo the other day, that's what I bought.
Duke's. I've opened up a hornet's nest with this, I'm sure.
You have. I'm waiting for the angry calls.
No, there's a great story out of Greenville, which is where Duke's Mayonnaise got its start. And there was a family, the Duke family, and Mrs. Duke, to pay the bills during World War I. The husband was off fighting the war, and so she started making sandwiches, and she concocted this special mayonnaise. You know what the secret ingredient is?
Love?
It's no. No, it's not love.
Oh, I thought it was like a romantic
love hate,
story.
But no, it's no. It's got nothing to do with love.
The husband goes off to war. She makes sandwiches with love.
That's true. But no, it's a secret. I think it's like vinegar or something.
Oh.
It's got a little bit of a tang to it, the Duke's mayonnaise.
So this is where the saying comes from, honey, make me a sandwich.
Honey, make me a sandwich. So anyway, the story is that she made 10,000 sandwiches in one day.
Well, they say if you want to be good at something, do it for 10,000 hours. But I guess in this case,
Eugenia Duke made 10,000 sandwiches, pimento cheese, chicken salad, egg salad. That's like the Southern Trinity right there. Oh, man.
I like pimento cheese sandwiches.
By the way, may I just tell you, the secret ingredient to a good chicken salad, tarragon, some fresh tarragon.
I've never tried that.
Try it out.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, Mr. Producer is going to like, honey, wow.
Make me a sandwich.
Make me another sandwich. So anyway, they had a bunch of folks get together in downtown Greenville, at the place of the original Duke's Mayonnaise Factory, and they made 10,000 sandwiches, and they gave them to homeless people and people who were hungry.
That is amazing.
Isn't that neat?
I love that.
It's a great story, and just a kind of a way to salute Duke's Mayonnaise, but man, I tell you, people swear by that stuff.
Hey, everyone has their thing, you know?
A little dollop will do
you. There you go.
As they say, but anyway. If you want to call and fight about the best mayonnaise, we will take those calls today.
Oh, yeah, right to the top of the line.
All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Been holding on a while. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to touch on three of the things you've talked about during your show. The first I want to talk about is you talk about the the lockdowns and the global situation. It's simple. Fear equals control. And the tyrannical governments play every card they have to create as much fear about dying or whatever else it is to have more control and get people to either take the vaccination or do whatever they want them to do. And as you see it, I still see people driving around in North Georgia wearing masks, driving their car alone. And I would say this is an IQ test. But anyway, enough on that subject. To your question about why the urban cities keep doing the same thing and voting in Democrats, it's simple. When you have a system where you have more takers than givers, they don't want to get off the dole. And they don't want to change status quo, even if there is issues with crime or safety. It's all about the free stuff.
Yeah, Tom, I believe that. I think there's a lot of truth in what you're saying. And Lord knows the demo. And that's, look, going back to the pandemic and the shutdowns, my greatest fear, aside from how quickly we were willing to surrender our civil liberties, my second greatest fear was giving all those people a check from the government, because I was warning people, we were doing the show, and folks were really upset with me. But they're like, Todd, we got to have that money. Well, the problem is a lot of people don't want to go back to work now.
Well, it's not check, it's checks plural that the government kicked out. And my last point is the Speaker of the House. 4 years ago, I worked for 6 months hard networking across the country to try to get Jim Jordan elected Speaker in 2000, really 2001. And after that drubbing and all the things that I was told by people like, you know, Jody Heiss and the things that Kevin McCarthy did to him and everything, and I've talked to Jim several times since, and he has told me that he just wants to be the chair of judiciary, but in all honesty, I wish there were four Jim Jordans. We need a Jim Jordan Speaker of the House. We need Jim Jordan as head of judiciary. We need Jim Jordan. I mean, because he's the only one with the focus and the backbone to make things happen and be done right.
Yeah, I like Jim. And, you know, we've had him on the show multiple times. And, Tom, every single time I bring that up. But he, you know, he doesn't want the job. But, honestly, he may have to take the job. But this is going to be a long slog. I will say this. The conservatives and the Freedom Caucus, they've got to hold the line here. And if they don't,
I agree.
I think they lose complete credibility if they don't.
Grace told me Jim's going to be on tomorrow. One question I'd like for you to ask from Tom is, if elected, will you serve?
Oh, all right. Tom, that's a good question. We will ask that question when Jim Jordan comes on the show tomorrow.
Because that really changes the dynamics of the deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tom, appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. And I guess Tom had some breaking news there. I didn't realize Jim Jordan was coming on this show tomorrow. So well done. All right, let's go to Kelly in Georgia, WDUN, our great station there. Hi, Kelly, what's on your mind?
I totally 100% agree. Thank you for your conservative dream.
And Kelly, do we still have you with us? Yeah, we've got you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotta watch that. We're a family friendly, Kelly. Like, gotta watch that. Gotta watch that language.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. I know you're frustrated.
I do believe 100%. Like, I did have a son. So I'm a small business owner, you know, and how I have tried to protect my savings was by saving all my cash. That makes sense?
It does make sense. What kind of a business do you
have?
It
does make sense. Yeah, so all my cash I have saved to help my tax-paying issues. However, I do also believe that that's what small businesses have to do is to save their cash.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got to watch it, and especially if you're a small business owner in this economic climate, Kelly, you got to do that. And it's going to be tough for a lot of people, and especially small business owners. Kelly, we got to run. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Pastor John in Kentucky. Pastor, what's on your mind?
Todd, I'm going to keep this call lighthearted. Well, first of all, serious moment, Jim Jordan, Speaker of the House. And if he doesn't take the slot, make you Speaker of the House and Grace Baker the Sergeant at Arms. Now, quick poem for you.
Oh, I like
ready
that.
For it, Todd?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Times are rough. Jobs are hard. So here's your PC Christmas card. Happy Thanksgiving, Festorama, Hanza, Kwanzaa-mas, and New Year to all of you. God bless, Todd.
I like that. Thank you, Pastor John. He's, I guess, our official poet laureate. So we have to have a new one every year. So well done, Pastor. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. Who do you like? If it's not going to be Kevin McCarthy, who do you like as Speaker of the House? And probably more importantly, what's your favorite mayonnaise? Is it Duke's? Is it Blue Plate? Is it Hellman's? Is it something else? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is now conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. It's Trump versus DeSantis in their poll. You can text the word SKIP to 39747 to cast your vote. That SKIP to 39747. It literally takes just a second to let your voice be heard. Newsmax doing incredibly well. They're even beating CNN now in some of the key ratings. So make the switch to Newsmax and vote today, right now, in the big Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That SKIP to 39747. All right, let's get to the phones here. Fred in North Carolina, the talk station. Fred, we're talking about probably the most important issue of the day.
It is the most important, delicious issue of the day.
All right, talk to me about Duke's Mayo, sir.
Duke's Mayo. My mother was born in 1907, and she always said that Duke's mayonnaise would not spoil because of the lemon juice in it. And I bought the 2-quart size and put it out in the shop in the summer, half full, and go out there and refill my quart bottle, and it's fine. It won't mold, mildew, or anything.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if it has, like, medicinal. Does it have medicinal purposes?
No. You don't have to refrigerate it. It will not. It'll just stay in the jar.
And, this is fascinating.
Do you remember going in the stores where they had the sandwiches for sale, already made, in packages?
Oh, yeah.
You looked at them, the date on them was 2 or 3 days, and they were meat with mayonnaise in them. They knew that mayonnaise would spoil, and if it was the meat that was driving the whole day.
People actually use this in some of the Mexican restaurants there in South Carolina. They'll actually use Duke's mayonnaise in some of the sandwiches. Pretty amazing. Very flexible.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I used it today. I made a ham with mayonnaise and put some pimento cheese in it and then toasted it, and it was delicious.
Oh, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with that. Jeez-a-loo. All right, Fred, appreciate the call. Fred says it's Duke's mayonnaise, or you're not right with the Lord. That's well, he said something sort of like that. I've never heard that, Grace. I think I would still put it in the fridge.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet to just put it in the fridge just to keep it
just
extra fresh.
Be on the safe side. By the way, speaking of that, it's a good reminder. I actually have a tomato sandwich recipe in my new book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. It's the only recipe that I offered up for the book.
So it must be like your specialty.
It's pretty much the only thing I know how to cook.
Well, I wasn't going
to
say that.
The whole point is you don't have to cook anything.
That's true. That's true. It's just an assembly situation.
You got to take some bunny bread. You know the kind at the store. All right, white bread. No, you cannot do whole wheat.
No whole wheat.
Whole wheat. So what you do is you get a good Mississippi red tomato. It's got to be Mississippi red. And then you got to slice it nice thick slabs. You got to salt and pepper, but you got to do it on both sides. You know, a lot of people don't realize this.
A lot of people just do the one side.
You got to get it good salt and pepper. And then you take your Duke's mayonnaise and you got to slather both sides of both pieces of the white bread.
Do you toast the bread?
No.
Just checking.
And then cut it down the middle and
voila.
If you want to be fancy, you can do the the corners. But I prefer to eat the whole thing.
Yeah. Don't let any of it go to waste.
No, that's good eating. They don't teach that in home economics anymore.
I can say as a newly-ish married woman, I've had to learn a lot of things.
Did you know how to cook, though, when you got married? I mean, were you fairly well-versed?
No. I would say no. I knew the basics, but I didn't have stuff that I was, like, really good at making.
Really?
Yeah. I knew the basics. To be honest with you, I grew up, my dad was the big cook. He's really he loves cooking. So he would cook, and I don't know. I was never particularly interested in it. I just was like, oh, this is delicious. Thank you.
Now, is Mr. Producer, is he the chef in the family?
No, I am now.
Okay.
Because I practice.
All right. What do you like to cook? What's your favorite?
Oh, well, I made some Mississippi roast this weekend, and it was a huge hit at a party.
A what?
Mississippi roast.
What's a Mississippi roast?
You throw some chuck roast in a crock pot, au jus packet, ranch packet, pepperoncinis, let it cook for 8 hours. You'll thank me later.
Wow, really?
And put it on sandwiches with the Duke's mayo and some cheese, and it's delicious.
We got to post that on the Alive Show blog.
Okay.
Grace's Mississippi, what do you call it?
Roast.
Mississippi roast.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it was beef. I was a little nervous.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't quite sure where we were going. Anyway, speaking of gingerbread, which we really weren't, but I've got to share this story with you. This is from the State University of New York in Brockport, New York. Grace, a nursing professor, is using a gingerbread person to teach the students there about anatomy.
Oh, no.
I kid you not.
I don't want to know where this is going.
The professor is using a gingerbread person.
Gingerbread person?
To teach the students. And we presume all of these people are going to be nurses one of these days. And they're using the gingerbread to teach the students about gender identity.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think that, gingerbread cookies are delicious to eat. I don't think they're good for that.
I think they're technically non-binary.
Oh, no.
Right?
You know when you decorate the gingerbread cookies, like, how does that go? Because you're supposed to put like a little bow tie on them and, a smiley face.
Oh, is that how, it's kind of like Mr. and Miss Potato Head.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. So the parts are interchangeable.
Apparently.
I guess they would be transgender then, I suppose.
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to get down to the definition, I was going to say a different word than I caught myself.
Family-friendly radio
had
time.
Had to keep it family-friendly. Anyway, it's troubling that nurses, people who want to poke and prod you for a living, can't tell whether you are a boy or a girl based on your gingerbread pieces.
That's terrifying.
It's horrifying is what it is.
Oh, no. I'm just going to make sure whoever my caretaker is, okay, what school did you go to? Did they use the gingerbread people? That's all I need to know.
Problem is, they're not going to know what end to put the thermometer. I mean, they used to teach that back in the day.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I mean, again, a gingerbread person is a very good example.
All right, Grace Baker, let's post the Mississippi roast. Thank you. Mississippi roast. That sounds good, actually.
It's really easy. Easiest thing you'll ever make.
You see, folks, this you're not going to get this anywhere else.
This
right?
is true.
Other talk radio shows, noon to three, they're yelling at you. But we're not going to yell. We give you recipes.
Because, I mean, our show's during lunchtime.
In addition to the big news stories of the day. All right, a good Monday. Folks, we've got a full show for you tomorrow. Congressman Jim Jordan is going to be here. I still think he'd make a great Speaker of the House. We'll ask him about it again. In the meantime, you get out there. Have a great day. ToddStearns.com. Be sure to check that out. Download our newsletter and our podcast. We'll see you tomorrow, America.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.